KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump will be attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, the first time he's ever done that as president. He shunned the event all of his entire first term and last year as well. New poll indicates the American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling its job. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% back in 2015. Democrats have consistently rated the current GOP-led Congress poorly, but there's been a sharp decline of support among Republicans, dropping from 63% approval when Donald Trump was inaugurated to barely 20% now. The findings show repeated government shutdowns contributing to the disapproval. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite the war with Iran, the U.S. economy still appears strong, and Wall Street appears bullish on the stock market. But what about the cost of fuel and filling up your tank?
Reporters questioning President Trump about the bump in gas prices since we've been at war with Iran. The president says the temporary spike at the pump, in his view, is well worth it.
And you know what they get for that? Iran without a nuclear weapon that's going to try and blow up one of our cities or blow up the entire Middle East. You want to see what shock would be?
Now, AAA and Gas Buddy say the national average for regular unleaded is $4.02 a gallon. That's down about 9 cents from a week ago. Laura Winters reporting.
Economist Steve Moore urging patience from Americans. He says gas prices will go back
down. We want to see that gas price come back down. Let's not forget that, you know, before this all started back in January and February, at the lowest gas prices adjusted for inflation in 50 years. So I think we can return to that. It's going to take a little while, but I'm bullish. And by the way, so are investors.
Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A lot of parents are more and more worried about the role of social media in their children's lives. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup Organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z, Americans aged 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to their Democrat counterparts in that age group. This is SRN News. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. Governor Brian Kemp said as of Friday, the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County have meted out unprecedented devastation.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire.
And as of yesterday, at least 122 homes have been destroyed. Jennifer Drotty's home in Waynesville came very close.
It's so emotional because so many people have lost their homes. We're one of the lucky ones.
As of Friday, Governor Kemp said a total of 38,500 acres had been burned. Of course, that number's grown since. Another 100 homes are said to be at risk. This is SRN News.